弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
下个礼拜就是圣诞节。
Next week will be Christmas.
提前祝大家圣诞快乐。
I want to say Merry Christmas to you in advance.
每次到圣诞节的时候，我们就会想到纪念耶稣基督的诞生。
Every time we come to Christmas, we'll celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
那神的儿子耶稣基督他道成肉身来到世上。
Now the Son of God, Jesus came to earth in flesh.
给我们带来盼望。
To bring hope to us.
什么样的盼望
？So what kind of hope?
他给我们带来了永生的盼望。
A hope for eternal life.
圣经告诉我们在耶稣基督呢，他是生命的泉源。
Now, Jesus is the spring of life.
在他里面呢有永生生命的活水。
There's living water in him for eternal life.
也像刚才我们诗歌所唱的，那么既然如此，我们对生命的活水应该有什么样的态度
？Now, just as we had a song in the songs. Now, what kind of attitude should we take toward living water?
那今天我们的信息是来自约翰福音第四章。
Now, the message for today come from the Gospel of John.Chapter 4.
是来自耶稣跟一个撒玛利亚妇人的对话。
It's about the conversation that Jesus had with a Samaritan woman.
我给大家当时一点背景。
Now let's talk about the background a little bit.
当时耶稣出来传道大概半年之后，有一次呢，他跟门徒呢从南部的犹大地区呢要回到北部的加利利地区。
Now after Jesus started preaching for about half a year.One time, he and his disciples need to travel from the southern part of Judea to Galilee in the north.
他们有两个选择。
Now there were two choices for the path.
一个选择，他们是可以往东，从耶路撒冷往东，到了约旦河的河谷，再顺着河谷往北走。
Now the first path is to travel from Jerusalem toward the east.And went down to the valley of the Jordan River, and then followed the valley and to walk north.
那是大部分犹太人会选择的路线。
That's the route that most Jews would take.
另外一种选择呢，是从耶路撒冷直接往北走那样呢，路途短，省时间。
Now the another path is to walk directly toward the north from Jerusalem, and this path is much shorter.
但是那样走的话呢，就需要经过一个地区叫撒玛利亚地区。
However, one had to go through Samaria to take this path.
那条路线呢，一般是犹太人不会选择的路线。
And Jews do not typically take this route.
什么原因呢
？Why?
圣经会告诉我们当时呢就是会告诉我们，就底下会经文会告诉我们撒玛利亚人他在那个为他们为什么不会经过撒玛利亚地区？
Now the following verses we're going about to read will tell us why the Jews would not typically take that route.
那我们先简单了解一下，当时撒玛利亚人是从哪来的
？Now let's understand how do the Samaritans come into existence?
大概在主前700多年的时候呢，北国以色列被亚述帝国所毁灭。
Now, in about 700 years BC, the northern country Israel was destroyed by Assyrian Empire.
有一些以色列人呢被掳到了亚述帝国，就是今天的伊朗。
Now, many of the Israelites were taken to the Assyrian Empire, which is today's Iran.
那同时亚述帝国他们把自己的民族一些人呢就迁到了北国以色列地区。
In the meantime, the Syrian Empire moved some of their own people, migrated to the northern Israel.
那从亚述帝国来的人呢，跟当地以色列人结婚，他们的后代呢就成了撒玛利亚人。
Now the people came from Assyria, married with the local Israelites, and they have descendants. And the descendants become the Samaritans.
在很长时间里面呢，那以色列人一直呢，他们是看不起撒玛利亚人。认为他们是不洁净的不愿意跟他们有来往。
Now for a long time, the Israelites looked down upon the Samaritans, consider them being unclean and not willing to associate with them.
耶稣呢非常清楚当时的情况。
Now Jesus knew the situation very well.
但是那一次他决定要带门徒要从耶路撒冷直接往北走到经过撒玛利亚地区。
However, that time, he decided to take his disciples and walk north to go through Samaria.
圣经告诉我们耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
Now the Bible says that Lord Jesus had to go through Samaria.
这样说呢，不说耶稣没有选择，而是 他要刻意这样做，他这样做有特别的目的。
Now, it's said here not because Jesus had no other choices, but because he's purposely doing so.
什么原因他要这样做呢？
For what reasons he's doing this?
他要去见一个人，他见的是谁？
Now, he's going to meet a person. Who is that person he's going to meet?
他见那个人的目的是什么？
Now, what is the purpose of him meeting that person?
这是我们今天需要来探讨的问题。
That is what we are going to talk about today.
我们先读一段今天的经文。
Let's read the verses today.
约翰福音第四章的第三节，我来读中文，请刘雷弟兄读英文。
Now John chapter 4, and I will read Chinese, and Brother Larry will read in English.
第四章第三节，他这个耶稣就离了犹太，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地。
So that he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph.
第六节，在那里有雅各井，耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。耶稣对她说，请给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了。
Now, Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, Will you give me a drink? His disciples had gone into town to buy food.
撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说，给我水喝的是谁？你必早求他，他也必早给你了活水。
The Samaritan woman said to him, You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with the Samaritans. Jesus answered her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
妇人说，先生没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？
Sir, the woman said, You have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, and stayed also his sons and his livestock?
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Jesus answered, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water, welling up to eternal life.
十五节，妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，我也不用这么远来打水。
The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and I have to keep coming here to draw water.
我们一起来祷告。天父们，感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
感谢你将你的话语赐下。
We thank you for giving us your words.
求你的圣灵在我们心里动工。
We request that your Holy Spirit move among us.
求你开启我们的心眼。
To open our eyes.
让你的话语进到我们心里面。
So the words can come into our heart.
来帮助我们，来安慰我们。
To help us and comfort us.
请你与我们每一位同在。
We ask you to be here with everyone.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
好 ，Amen. Amen. 好，约翰福音第四章第五节和第五和第六节这里说呢，耶稣和门徒到了撒玛利亚，进了一座城啊，名叫叙加，那里有一棵井呢，名叫雅各井。
Now, in John chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, and it says here that Jesus and his disciples went to a town called Sychar in Samaria.
我们知道雅各呢，生活在主前1800年左右。很显然，那口井呢，在那儿已经存在了很久了。
Now we know that Jacob lived about 1,800 years B.C. and the well was there for a long time.
实际上，那口井今天还在，它在巴勒斯坦那个西岸地区的一个城市叫纳布鲁斯那个地方。
Now, as a matter of fact, the well is still there. It was located near a town called Nablus on the west bank of Palestine.
耶稣呢，跟门徒走到井边的时候，已经到了中午的时候。
It was about noon when Jesus and his disciples went by the well.
那这里经文告诉我们呢，因为走路困乏，耶稣呢就在井边休息，门徒们就到城里面买食物去了。
Now, tired from the journey, and Jesus sat down by the well to rest, and his disciples went to town to buy food.
耶稣是神的儿子，但是呢，作为肉身的人，跟我们一样，他也会饥渴，也会困倦。
Now, Jesus is Lord, is God's son. However, as a man in flesh, just like us, he would feel tired, and tiredness, and also hungry.
除了休息以外呢，耶稣在井边有一个非常重要的目的。下面我们提到过，他在等待一个人，他知道有一个人在那个时候会出现。
Now Jesus was resting by the well, and other than for the rest, he has another important purpose. He was waiting for a person.
那个人是谁
？Who's that person？
就是一个撒玛利亚妇人
，a Samaritan woman.
那今天我们需要谈的一个主要人物。圣经里面没有讲他的名字，但是那不是重点。
Now here's the main character we're going to talk about today. Now the Bible did not mention her name, which is that's not important.
一个妇人独自在中午的时候来打水，这件事情非常不寻常。
Now it's quite unusual for a woman to come to the well to draw water all by herself.
你说有什么不寻常
？Now why is unusual?
打水的人呢是一个妇人呢，这一点没什么奇怪的，因为在当时的传统里面，打水的都是妇女出去。
Now, it is unusual for a woman to come to the well to draw water because at that time, it's typically women who come out to draw water.
这里有两点不寻常。第一呢，是打水的时间。
However, there are two things that's quite unusual. First of all, is the time.
中午的时候一般是没有人打水的，打水的都是在傍晚时候出去。
Now, people do not typically come out at noon, and they typically come around the evenings to draw water.
另外，打水的妇女呢，一般都是结伴而行。而这个人呢，是独自一个人来的。
Now the second unusual thing here is, the women typically come in a group, but this woman is came all by herself.
看到这个妇人呢，独自一人来到井边，耶稣呢就开始跟她对话。
Now after seeing the woman came to the well all by herself, Jesus initiated a conversation with her.
在这里，耶稣如何跟她对话的
？Now how did Jesus conduct his conversation with her?
耶稣没有说你怎么在这个时候来打水呢？
Now Jesus did not ask the woman, "Why do you come to the well at this time?"
他也没有问你怎么一个人来的。
Now neither did he ask her the woman that why you came all by yourself.
耶稣怎么说的
？Now how did he start the conversation?
在第七节这里，耶稣直接就说呢，请给我水喝。
Now in verse 7, he said to the woman, "said Please give me a drink."
所以耶稣呢，直截了当进入正题。
Now Jesus went to the subject directly.
听到耶稣这样的请求，这个撒玛利亚妇人她怎么回应的
？After hearing Jesus' request, how did this woman respond?
第九节这里，这个妇人对耶稣说呢：“你是一个犹太人，怎么会向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢
？”Now you're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. Why would you ask a drink from me?
这里作者约翰呢刻意注解一下，当时呢犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是没有来往的。
Now the author John mentioned here that at that time the Jews and the Samaritans do not associate with each other.
不难想象，当时耶稣的这个打扮呢，一定是很典型的犹太人的样子。
Now it's not hard to imagine that Lord Jesus was dressed just like a Jew.
所以撒玛利亚妇人一看呢，就会能够认出来。
And Samaritan woman would know he's a Jew by looking at him.
在当时的文化情况之下呢，男性是不会跟女性打招呼的。
Now in that social background.A man would not typically greet a woman.
更不用说一个男的跟一个撒玛利亚妇人打招呼。
Let alone a Jew greeting a Samaritan woman.
所以看到一个犹太人来主动打招呼，并且向他要水喝，这个妇人呢感到非常的诧异。
Now the Samaritan woman was very surprised when he saw a Jew greeting her directly and also ask water from her.
所以接下来耶稣的回应呢，更会让她吃惊，是她不会想到的。
Now she's further surprised by Jesus' response.
那第十节这里说呢，耶稣提到什么？提到神的恩赐，提到恩赐，什么是神的恩赐？神的恩赐。
Now in verse 10, Jesus mentioned the God's gift. Now what is a God's gift?
恩赐是礼物，是神白白赐下的礼物。
Now, a gift is God's blessing that given to man for free.
那这里的恩赐说的是什么呢？
Now, what is the gift here?
是活水，是生命的活水。
It's living water, a living water of life.
主耶稣告诉那位撒玛利亚妇人说，他那里有活水，并且只要愿意祈求，就可以得到活水。
Jesus told the woman that he has living water. If she's willing, she will receive it.
这个妇人如何从耶稣那儿得到活水？
Now, how can this woman get the living water from Jesus?
这里关键词是祈求。
Now, the word here is ask.
他告诉那妇人说的，你只要愿意祈求，我就会给你活水。
Now, Jesus said to her, if you're willing to ask, and the living water will be given to you.
问题是那位妇人她愿意祈求吗？
Now the question here, is she willing to ask Jesus for it?
在祈求之前她需要明白两件事。
Now before she asks for it, the woman needs to understand two important things.
哪两件事？
Now, what are the two things?
她需要明白活水是神的恩赐，是神白白赐下的礼物，靠她自己是得不到的。
Now first, she needs to understand the living water is God's gift, is given to man for free, and she cannot get it all by herself.
第二，她需要知道耶稣是谁，并且要信靠他。
Now second of all, she needs to know who Jesus is, and she has to believe and accept him.
假如要想得到活水的话呢，撒玛利亚妇人需要明白相信耶稣的身份，并且要从心里面愿意接受他，与他建立个人的关系。
Now in order to receive the living water, the Samaritan woman need to know who Jesus is and accept him and have a personal relationship with him.
所以听了耶稣的回答以后，这位妇人她的反应是什么？她能明白耶稣说的吗？
Now after hearing what Jesus said, how did the woman respond? Can she understand?
第十节这里说，在这里呢，她问了耶稣一个问题，她很有礼貌地称耶稣为先生。
Now, in verse 11, she asked Jesus a question. She asked him very politely, calling Jesus a rabbi.
他说你没有打水的器具，井那么深，你从哪儿能得到活水呢？
She asked Jesus, well, you don't have anything to draw water with, and the well is very deep. How can you get living water?
那根据一些资料显示呢，雅各井呢大概有五米多深啊，在当时在那个环境之下的五米这个井呢是非常深的。
Now, it's documented that the Jacob's well is about 5 meters deep. Now, at that time, the 5 meters deep well is quite deep.
那口井呢是实际上从岩石地方可以凿下去的，里面底下是一个泉源，里面的水质相当好。
Now, the well was carved through a rock, and the bottom of the well, there was a spring. The water quality is quite good.
实际上今天那口水井的水今天还可以喝。
Now, as a matter of fact, there's still water in that well today.
在这里，撒玛利亚妇人还提醒耶稣说，那井是他祖宗雅各给他们留下的。
Now, the woman reminded Jesus that this well was left to them by their father Jacob.
我知道雅各有十二个儿子，那这十二个儿子后来成了以色列十二个支派。
We know that Jacob had 12 sons who became the 12 tribes of Israel.
这位妇人说的雅各呢和他的后代以及他一切的牲畜呢都一直曾经饮用那口井里的水。
Now the Samaritan woman said here that Jacob and his descendants and all their livestock used to drink the water out of the well.
那他这样讲要表达一个什么意思呢？
Now why did she say that?
他在强调这个井呢不是一般的井，是他们的祖宗给他们留下的宝物。
Now she was emphasizing that well was not an ordinary well. It was a treasure left by her ancestors.
那么多年都过去了，那个井还一直存在，并且一直有泉水。
Now so many years have passed, the well still there, there's still a spring of water.
很显然在那位妇人的眼目当中呢，雅各的地位相当的高，他对雅各是极为尊敬。
Now, obviously, in the woman's mind, the Jacob's status is quite elevated. He respects Jacob very much.
所以他才会问耶稣，难道你比我们的祖宗雅各还要大吗？
Therefore, she would ask Jesus, "Are you greater than our father Jacob?"
耶稣的回答是什么
？Now, how did Jesus respond to her?
在十四节这里呢，耶稣对他说什么？凡喝这井水的人呢，他还会再渴。
Now, in chapter 4, verse 14, he said, "Whoever drinks of the water from this well will be thirsty again."
但是，假如人愿意喝我赐下的水，他就会永远不渴了。
Now, whoever is willing to drink the water I give, he will not be thirsty again.
什么原因喝了耶稣赐的水就不会再渴了
？Now, for what reasons that after you drink Jesus' the water, you won't be thirsty again?
因为耶稣赐的水会在人的心里面成为一个泉源，直涌到永生。
Because the water that Jesus gives will become a spring in a person's heart and it will flow to eternity.
那从耶稣说的来看，他赐的水呢有两个主要的功能。
Now, based on what Jesus said, there are two functions about the water he's about to give.
他赐的水呢会成为一个泉源。
Now the water will become a spring.
另外呢，他赐下的水会把人带到永生里去。
And also the water he gives will bring up one to eternity.
那在这里耶稣说这个水它是什么水
？Now, Jesus said water here. What kind of water is that?
他说的是圣灵。
Now he is talking about the Holy Spirit.
信靠接受他的人会得到圣灵，会有圣灵的内住。
Now whoever believes in him will receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will live in him.
耶稣说呢，圣灵就像活水的泉源一样。会一直长流不断，会把一个人带到永生里去，会带到神的国里去。
Now, the Jesus is saying here that the Holy Spirit is just like the spring of the living water and will flow forever and will bring one to eternal life.
听了耶稣的话之后呢，这个妇人她的反应是什么？她会接受这永生的活水吗？她会愿意饮用这生命的活水吗
？Now, after hearing what Jesus said, how did the woman respond? Is she willing to accept the living water?
十五节这里，这个妇人对耶稣说什么？先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不再渴，我也不用这么远来打水了。
Now in chapter 4, verse 15, the woman said to Jesus, Rabbi, please give me this water to me so that I won't be thirsty again, so that I don't have to come this far to draw water.
所以这位撒玛利亚妇人，她明白耶稣说了吗
？Now does the Samaritan woman understand what Jesus said?
从他的回答来看，他才愿意接受耶稣赐的水，这样的话他就不会再渴了。
Now, based on what she said, she's quite willing to accept the living water so that she won't be thirsty again.
但是他当时心里想着还是地上的水，他没有明白耶稣说的是天上的水，水是属灵的水。
However, what's on her mind was the water on earth. She didn't quite yet understand that Jesus mentioned that the water from heaven is the water of the Holy Spirit.
看到这位妇人呢，她愿意寻求，有一个寻求的心，她渴望得到活水。主耶稣呢，就再继续引导她，要让她明白、认识她的身份，让她跟活水建立关系。
Now, after seeing that the woman has a willing for heart to receive the living water, Jesus continued to guide her to help her understand who he is so that she has a relationship with the living water.
所以在十六节这里呢，耶稣将话题呢转向了这位妇人的个人生活。
Therefore, in chapter 4, verse 16, Jesus changed the topic to about the woman's life.
他请她把自己的丈夫给找来。
She asked her to call her husband here.
这个妇人说什么？她说我没有丈夫。
The woman responded right away, saying that I have no husband.
你说耶稣知不知道她没有丈夫
？Now doesn't Jesus know that she has no husband?
当然不是。
Of course she knew.
那主耶稣是神，他知道人的心思意念，他知道以前的事儿，知道现在的事儿，他也知道将来会发生事儿。
Now Jesus is God. He knows what's on people's mind. He knows what happened, what is happening now, and what's about to happen in the future.
那既然已经知道，怎么还要问他？不是多此一举吗
？Now Jesus knew about it. Why did Jesus ask her?
耶稣要让他自己说出自己的情况，要让他自己反思自己的人生。
Now, actually, Jesus wants the woman to tell her situation all by herself so she can reflect on herself.
So, Jesus 就跟她讲，你曾经有过五个丈夫，现在跟你在一起那个人呢，不是你的丈夫。
So Jesus mentioned to the told the woman that you had have five husbands, and the man you are with now is not your husband.
所以耶稣把这个妇人的个人的私生活呢，全给抖了出来。
Now the Jesus had revealed all the secrets of a woman's private life.
他这样做是不是要出他的丑？是不是要故意的让他难堪呢？
Now did Jesus do this to embarrass her, to make her look bad?
当然不是。
Of course not.
你想看到眼前这样一个妇人离过五次婚，现在跟她在一起的同居的又是有一个人在同居，不是她的丈夫，你说一般的人会如何看她？
Now how would an ordinary person look upon this woman who has married five times and is now living with somebody who's not her husband?
你说你跟我，我们今天的人会如何看这个人呢？
Now you and me, how would we look at this woman?
我想问大部分人都会觉得这个人呢太糟糕了，道德败坏，生活不检点，是一个大罪人。
Now, the most of us would think that woman lead a very miserable life. She's very indiscreet and she's morally corrupted.
这也是当时人会这样想的。
Now, the people back then would think so.
你想看，这样的人不会有什么人跟他有来往的。
Now, nobody would be willing to associate with a person like her.
主耶稣会如何看待这个人？
Now, how did Jesus look at her?
假如我们了解一下当时的文化背景，我想我们对这个妇人的看法会有很大的不同。
Now, if we understand the social background at that time, we might take a different view about the woman.
在当时那个环境里面，离婚的事情是怎么发生的？
Now, do you know how a divorce is initiated back then?
都是丈夫提出离婚的，都是丈夫把妻子给抛弃、给休掉的。
It's actually initiated by the husband. It's typically the husband abandoned their wife.
有人可能会说，哎，是不是因为妻子犯了奸淫罪，被丈夫给休掉、给抛弃的
？Now it is. Now somebody may ask, say, maybe the woman was divorced because she committed adultery.
假如这个妻子犯了奸淫罪，她会有什么后果
？Now if a wife committed adultery, what would happen to her?
她会被人用石头打死，根本谈不上离婚的事儿。
Now, the woman who committed adultery will be stoned to death and have no chance for divorce.
这个撒玛利亚妇人有过五个丈夫，说明什么
？Now, the woman used to have five husbands. What does this tell us?
她已经被别人抛弃了五次。
Now, she has been abandoned five times.
想看这样一个人，在当时社会环境里面，她会有什么样的地位
？Let's think about it.What kind of social status she would have in that social background back then?
她的社会最低下的人不会有人看得起她的。
She would be at the very bottom of the society, and nobody would look respect her.
这是为什么？她会在中午在炎热的时候一个人独自去打水。
That's the very reason she would come at noon to all by herself to draw water.
她没有什么朋友，她是一个孤独无助、被人唾弃的人。
Now, this woman has no friend. She's very lonely, helpless, and rejected.
耶稣很清楚她的情况，他知道她心里的酸痛、自卑、无助、孤独。
Now, Jesus knew about her struggles, understanding the grievance, the low self-esteem, the loneliness, and helplessness in her heart.
所以耶稣呢是刻意说她的情况呢。不是要羞辱他，不是看不起他，而是要借此让他明白，世人会唾弃他，但是神的儿子不会。
Now Jesus mentioned about her situation not to embarrass her, not to look down upon her, but rather to let her understand that she might be rejected by the world, but the Lord of Jesus Christ would not.
神的儿子耶稣基督呢，可以赐给他生命的活水，改变他的生命。让他脱离凄惨的人生，让他脱离罪的捆绑。
Now the God's Son Jesus Christ can give her living water, change her life, so that she can get out the miseries of her life.
看到眼前这个犹太人，竟然知道自己的一切，这个妇人会怎么反应啊
？Now after seeing that this Jew knows everything about her, how did the woman respond?
那十九节跟二十节这里说，妇人说呢，先生啊，我看出你是个先知。我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Now in John chapter 4 verse 19 and 20, she said, Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet.
在那一刻呢，这个撒玛利亚妇人她意识到，眼前的这个犹太人不是一般人，他是个先知，否则他不可能知道自己的底细。
Now the woman at that point, the woman understand that this Jew in front of her is not an ordinary Jew. He must be a prophet. Otherwise, he wouldn't know all the details about her life.
在这里，他向耶稣请教一个极为重要的问题。那么应该在哪儿敬拜神呢
？Now there, here he asked the Jesus a very important question: Where is the right place to worship God?
这妇人就告诉耶稣说。我们的祖宗一直在这边的山上敬拜神。你们犹太人说敬拜应该在耶路撒冷，到底在哪里
？Now, woman, tell Jesus, our ancestors always worship, God in Samaria, but your Jews claim that the right place to worship is in Jerusalem.
所以接下来耶稣从两个角度来回答他的问题。
Now, Jesus answered her question from two different angles.
在二十一节里呢，这里呢，耶稣称他呢为妇人。那么这个妇人是一个非常尊敬的，在当时非常有礼貌的称呼。
Now in verse 21, Jesus called this woman a woman. Now, woman, the word woman is very polite and a very respectful way to address a woman.
所以耶稣告诉他呢，当要信他。
Now Jesus tell the woman, you believe me.
这个信呢是包括什么？包括相信、接受耶稣的身份。全并和他说的一切话。
Now the word believe here means that to believe in Jesus' name and who he is and his authority and everything he says.
耶稣对他说：“时候将到，敬拜的焦点呢，不是地方，不是场所。”
Now Jesus is telling the woman that the time is coming. The focus of the worship is not about the place, not about the location.
时候将到，是什么时候？那个时候什么时候来到？
Now the time is coming. Now what time? When is the time coming?
下面经文会告诉我们，时候将到是耶稣基督来的时候。
Now the following verse would tell us the time is the time that Jesus comes.
耶稣基督已经来了，那个时候已经到了。
Now Jesus Christ has come. The time is here already.
所以耶稣先说了，敬拜呢不在乎场所，接着他要告诉那妇人呢，敬拜的对象是谁。如何敬拜
？Now the Jesus said here is worship is not about the location. Now she want her to understand who to worship and how to worship.
那在这里，耶稣指出了所有撒玛利亚人他们的问题，就是他们不明白自己敬拜的是什么。
Now here Jesus point out the problems for all Samaritans. That is, they do not know what they worship.
原因当时撒玛利亚人他们只相信摩西五经，就是圣经最前面五卷书。
Now.And that time, the Samaritans only believed in the five books of Moses, the Torah.
眼下自己他们对神呢没有一个全面、没有一个正确的认识。
They do not have a complete and a correct understanding of God.
耶稣说：“我们知道，那个我们当然是讲了敬畏神的是犹太人。耶稣在让他知道什么？他这样说是有原因的，因为经文是从犹太人出来的。
Now Jesus said.Here that we know, we meaning the people who fear the Jews who fear God. Jesus wants the Samaritan woman to understand. He said so for a reason, is because the salvation comes from the Jews.
那这话怎么理解
？Now how do we understand this?
因为犹太人是神的选民，救恩是借着他们显明出来。
Because Jews are the chosen people of God, and salvation is evident.Through them.
因为从家谱来说呢，救主基督呢是从犹太人来的。
Because according to the genealogy, then the Lord Christ is from the lines of Jews.
所以在二十三节这里，耶稣对妇人说呢：“时候到了，如今就是了，我已经来了，一切都要改变。”
Now in verse 23, Jesus told the woman that time is coming and it is here. I'm here. Everything will change.
所以真正敬拜神的人呢，要需要用心灵。和诚实来敬拜他。
Now the true worshipper of God will worship God with a spirit and a truth.
什么原因人需要用心灵跟诚实敬拜他？那什么人才会用心灵跟诚实敬拜神呢
？Now why would a person need to worship God with a spirit and a truth? And
因为神是一个灵，属肉体的人是没有办法，是不可能敬拜神的。
Now because God is a spirit.And a person in flesh cannot understand God, so therefore he cannot worship God.
只有属灵的人才可能敬拜神，也就是说呢， 只有已经得到生命活水的人，只有已经有了属灵生命的人，才可能用心灵跟诚实敬拜。
Now, only a person who's a spiritual person can worship God, and such a person have received the living water of life, and who has a spiritual life.
因为一个还没有得到生命活水的人，一个还没有属灵生命的人，他的心是邪恶的，他还处在罪的捆绑里面。
A person who has not received the living water of life does not have a spirit living in him, and his heart is evil. He's still in the bondage of sins.
那这个撒玛利亚妇人，她能明白，在那个时候能明白耶稣说的吗
？Now, can the Samaritan woman understand what Jesus said?
那从二十五节这里的记载，我们知道，这个撒玛利亚妇人呢，她对耶稣的回复来看，她非常清楚这个救主弥赛亚会来的。
Now in chapter 4, verse 25, the woman said to Jesus that she knew that the Messiah is coming.
那弥赛亚是那个希伯来文，那弥赛亚的希腊文呢是基督，那个弥赛亚跟基督都是救主。
Now, both the Messiah is a Hebrew and Christ is a Greek. Both the words mean the same thing, the Savior.
那撒玛利亚妇人她是非常清楚，并且确信弥赛亚救主弥赛亚一定会来的。
Now the woman was very clear that the Messiah will for surely come.
她也非常明白，弥赛亚来了以后会把一切的奥秘都告诉他们。
And when he comes, he will explain everything to them.
所以很显然，眼前那个撒玛利亚妇人，她有一个愿意寻求神的心，她心里渴望救主弥赛亚的到来，她渴望认识那个生命的救主。
Now, obviously, the woman is willing to seek God's heart. He's hoping for the coming of a Messiah. He's willing to know the Savior of life.
听到这个撒玛利亚妇人这样说，那么耶稣是如何回复她的
？Now, hearing the woman's responses, what did Jesus say here?
二十六节这里，主耶稣说：“这和你说话的就是他。”
Now, chapter 4, verse 26, Jesus said, then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he.
这个说呢是宣告，耶稣向撒玛利亚人宣告什么？我就是跟你讲话的这一位呢，就是你在等待的救主弥赛亚。
Now here, Jesus declared to the woman that I am the Messiah you're waiting for.
那听了耶稣的宣告之后，这个妇人怎么回应呢？
Now, how did the woman respond to Jesus' declaration?
她会相信吗？
Did she believe?
圣经怎么说的？
What did the Bible say?
圣经没有记载她说了什么话。
Now, Bible did not mention anything about what she said.
那在前面第二十一节那里呢，耶稣告诉她说，你当信我，相信我呢，就可以得到生命的活水。
Now, in verse 21, Jesus said to the woman, you shall believe me, and a person who believes me will receive the living water of life.
现在那位妇人她已经知道了，眼前这个人就是她等待盼望的救主弥赛亚，她会相信吗
？Now the woman know here that the person in front of her is the person is Messiah that she been waiting for.
她会接受她为自己生命的救主吗？她会愿意接受这个生命的活水吗
？Will she receive Jesus as her Savior, as the living water of life?
这位妇人有没有回应？有没有
？Now did the woman respond?
她回应了
Now she did indeed
只是没有用语言回应而是用行动回应了
She did not respond in language in words but rather in actions
她做了什么
Now what did she do
二十八节这里说什么那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去
Now what did it say here in chapter 4 verse 28 Then leaving her water jar the woman went back to town and said to the people
那位妇人是来干什么
Now, why did the woman come to the well?
是来打水的，对不对
？To draw water.
在中午的时候，她到井边是要打水回家的。
So he came around noon to draw water and take the water home.
但是她听了耶稣的话之后呢，竟然把水罐子扔在一边，她完全忘记了自己肉体的干渴，忘记了自己身体的疲惫。
Now, after hearing what Jesus said, he forgot about the water jar, and he forgot about her thirst, fleshly thirst, and forgot about her tardiness.
什么原因
？For why?
因为他遇到了可以让他心里被满足的，遇到了可以满足他心里饥渴的这个活水，他遇见了救主弥赛亚。
Why? Because she encountered the living water that could quench her thirst in her heart, and she has met the Messiah.
这里说这个妇人呢，把拐子扔在一边，我相信她一定是跑回城去的。
Now it said here that Jesus, the woman left her water jar. I believe that she must have to run back to town.
她怎么可能？她怎么会有这样的行动
？Why would she take such action？
在前面我们提到过，她是一个什么样的人？她是一个，她的人生非常凄惨，她曾经被人看不起，被人藐视，啊，她的。是一个非常可怜的人。
Now we mentioned before that she had a very miserable life. She was looked down upon. She was despised. She had a pitiful life.
在那一刻，她意识到自己有盼望了。
And that very moment, she realized she had hope in life.
神的儿子，救赎弥赛亚已经来到，他是怜悯人的主，他是赐生命的救主，在他那里有活水。
God's Son, the Messiah, has come, and He's the Lord of mercy and life. And He has living water, He has hope.
他意识到跟他有了关系以后，以后就不会再饥渴了。
She understood that once she has a relationship with Him, she will no longer be thirsty.
从他的行动看呢，我们知道这位撒玛利亚妇人，她已经饮用了生命的活水，她已经接受了生命的救主耶稣基督。
Now, based on her action, that we know that she has already drank the living water of life. She accepts the living water of life.
她的生命不再一样。
Her life has changed.
四章二十九节这里说，她大声向人宣告什么？你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。莫非这就是基督吗
？Now, verse 29, she said, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?"
自己尝到了生命的活水之后呢，撒玛利亚妇人呢，把大好的消息要跟人分享，跟那些曾经看不起她的人一起分享。
Now after she tasted the living water, she wanted to share the great news with everybody else, to share the news with even with the people who looked down upon her.
她催促那些人，你们赶快来，赶快去看，什么原因她要这样催促他们
？He urged the people in town to go and look.Why did she do so?
因为救主弥赛亚正路过他们的城，那是一个极为难得的机会，平时是见不到的。
Because it's such a rare opportunity that the Lord Messiah is traveling through their town.
那个妇人知道，跟他一样，有太多人，他们心里饥渴，被罪捆绑，他们需要生命的活水，他们需要被神安慰。
Because she knew that many people just like her who are thirsting in their heart, who are in bondage of sins, they need the living water of life.
在这里呢，这个妇人用一个问题来分享这个好消息。
Now the Samaritan woman used share the good news in the format of a question.
听起来好像她不太确定眼前这一位就是救主弥赛亚，是不是
？It sounded as if she's not quite sure Jesus is the Messiah. Is that right?
这是一个反问，实际上他心里面已经非常清楚，没有任何的疑问，他已经明白耶稣啊，眼前那位犹太人就是救主基督，他已经接受，已经啊，相信了这位救主。
Now, as a matter of fact, it's a rhetorical question. She has no concerns, no questions in her heart. She already knew that Jesus is the Lord Messiah.
那另外一节经文呢，也可以帮助我们明白，在三十九节哈，这里这样说。那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
Now verse 39 says here, so many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did.
很多撒玛利亚人都得到了生命的活水，都信了耶稣。
Many Samaritans received the living water and accepted Jesus Christ.
他们是怎么信的？
How did they become believers?
因为那个妇人所做的见证。
Because the woman's testimony.
只有一个生命被改变的人，他才可能为主做见证。
Now only after a person's life has changed, he can testify for Lord.
耶稣基督是生命的活水，生命的活水可以改变人的生命。
Jesus Christ is a living water of life, and he can change people's life.
生命的活水可以把人带到永生里去。
The living water of life can take person to eternal life.
既然如此，我们对生命的活水，耶稣基督当有什么样的态度
？Now, what kind of attitude should we take toward Jesus Christ, the living water?
撒玛利亚妇人，她心里干渴，她有一个愿意寻求的心， 他一直在盼望救主弥赛亚的到来，他渴望那个生命的活水。
Now the Samaritan woman has a thirst in her heart. She desires, she's willing to seek and waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ.
正因为她有一个愿意寻求、一个渴慕的心，当生命的活水救主出现的时候，她愿意接受，愿意饮用。
Now, just because he has a heart willing to seek, now when the living water, Lord Jesus Christ, appeared, he's willing to accept and drink.
得到生命活水之后呢，他愿意抓住机会，及时跟人分享，因为他知道有太多的人太凄惨了，他们心里饥渴，他们需要生命的活水。
Now, after she has received the living water, she seized the opportunity to share with everyone because she knew that many other people just like her who also are thirsting in their heart, the waiting for God's mercy and grace.
我们每个人都需要问一下自己。
Now, we all have to ask ourselves,
我是否已经认识了生命的活水？
Do I know the living water of life?
我是否已经得到了生命的活水？
Have I received the living water of life?
当有人将生命的活水耶稣基督呈现在我的眼前的时候，我是啊，当有人愿意分享生命活水的好消息的时候，我是什么态度？
Now, when somebody is willing to share the living water, the good news of Jesus Christ, what kind of attitude should I take?
我会愿意接受吗？我会愿意饮用吗？
Am I willing to receive it? Am I willing to drink from it?
感谢主，今天有我们三位弟兄姊妹，他们啊愿意接受、愿意饮用生命的活水。
Now, thanks to God that we have three brothers and sisters who are willing to drink the living water and accept Jesus Christ.
他们都愿意接受耶稣基督呢，是他们生命的救主。
They're willing to accept Jesus Christ as their savior of their life.
他们不仅愿意接受，不仅愿意饮用，他还愿意借着公开的洗礼来为生命的活水做见证。
Not only they're willing to accept the living water and drink it, and they're also willing to testify for Lord Jesus Christ through baptism.
他们也愿意让生命的活水耶稣基督呢来引导、来陪伴他们的一生。
They also want willing to have the living water guide them all their life.
我们先做一个祷告，之后呢，我们会请他们三位呢到前面来啊做他们受洗的见证。
Now, let's say a prayer, and after this, we will invite them to come to the stage to share with us.
天父，我们再次感谢你。
God, we give you thanks to you once again.
你爱我们每一个人。
You love every one of us.
你让你的儿子耶稣基督从天上来到地上。
You led your son, Jesus Christ, to come to earth.
你知道我们心里面饥渴。
You know we're thirsty in our heart.
因为罪的缘故，我们被辖制，我们的人生啊凄惨。
Because sins, we're bonded, and we have a miserable life.
因为耶稣基督来，他赐下这个生命的活水。
But Jesus comes, and He gives us living water.
我们这些愿意饮用的人，让我们的心里面不再饥渴。
And for all of us who's willing to drink from it, we'll no longer be thirsty again.
我们感谢你，因为耶稣说，只要愿意信，就可以得到。
We give thanks to you because you say that if we need to believe, we will receive it.
也让我们这些得到生命活水的人，能够有个愿意的心，像这位撒玛利亚妇人一样，愿意去跟更多人分享。
And also, we ask that everyone who has received the living water is willing to share with more people.
因为有太多人，他们心里面干渴无助。他们需要帮助
because there are too many people that who are thirsty and helpless. They need help.
帮助们有个愿意顺从的心，愿意被你来使用。
God, we pray that we give us a beating heart so we can be used by you.
我祷告祈求是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.